You can't laugh already. I haven't even started the music. Why are you laughing?
That's the goddamn song.
You shut up.
You know, sorry being a radio host, people. Not what you think every day. Sorry, but here we go. Welcome to Geek Pile, where we talk about all things geek, from comics, movies, games, to feudal fighting ninjas in Japan. I am your master, Amato Yoshi, and with me, as always, is my rival, Aruku Saki, the Danimator. What's up, Dan?
What's up, Biff? The show's already dead.
Get out of truck mode, god damn it. We got to have some words about this show. You can't tell instructions right at the last second and then have someone say, what?
What's up, Dan?
How was your weekend?
Comedy and timing, right?
Yeah, right? Okay, well, let's just bring him on. Let's do it.
Yeah, well, first things first. I'll get you on in a second. The audience will just be
now,
like,
why?
Biting. They're just going to be biting your nails, wondering who this could possibly be as our guest. Anyway, first things first. Welcome to Geek Pile, everybody. So,
yeah,
it's our weekly hangout geek sessions where we talk about virtually everything, and on the geek radar and all that kind of stuff. You can find us on Facebook.com/GeekPile. Friend us there. Like us. We respond to pretty much anything if you ever do respond. And we're also on iTunes. Search us for us on iTunes and subscribe, and you'll get a weekly stream of bullshit. Anyway, how's your Father's Day, man?
Oh, it's been great. Great, Dan. Yeah, I've just been hanging out. Doing regular family stuff, you know.
But there's a new addition in your backyard, right? You got some kind of new...
Yeah, we got one of those, like, ridiculous water pools, like, that you can buy at, like, Big Lots for, like, $100.
Well, so what kind of... Does that have, like, actual, like, walls, or is it just, like, inflatable? I mean...
Well, yeah, it's like a giant water blast. It's basically if you made a giant Ziploc bag...
Uh-huh.
Filled the bag full of water, and then swam in it. Except for the
That'd be
kind of
cool if you could actually have that Ziploc top to keep it fresh.
Yeah, that's where it would be cool. Yeah.
You sound really excited about that pool.
Yeah, well, it's pretty awesome. It's
oh my god! Who is this third voice?
Who is this
who could it possibly be?
I have no idea.
It's
who are you guys talking
Gus.
About?
It's Gus.
Hi.
My Alternative Press Expo wife.
Yes.
Wife?
Well, you know, if Biff is my pod wife, then you're my ape wife.
Oh, I'm your ape wife. Okay. I see.
And you know what? It looks like I might have another call here. This might be our other guest here. And let me see if I'm right. Hey, is this Adam?
This is Adam.
Hey, man, how you doing?
What's up?
Good.
Yo, yo.
I see a bunch of ones in your number, and that can only mean a Skype call, so I can only assume.
Oh, no, this is actually a Google call, so close.
Oh, very nice. Well, welcome to the show, man.
Thank you very much.
So, Biff,
yeah.
both Gus and Adam are my coworkers at Storm8, where we make awesome games for the world.
That's awesome.
Well, we make games.
Yeah,
they're awesome. Stop it. They're awesome.
Wow.
No, the
they're
world
hey,
is
our game
they're
is
awesome.
I can't talk about it, but it's pretty awesome.
Yeah, I'm excited about some of the projects we got coming in.
And I see another caller in the studio, but I'm not going to bring you on unless you raise your hand by pressing 1. Because I know how that goes. I see how it is. Anyway.
Wait,
but if you do, that's totally fine. There's someone else there. Anyway. moving along. So, yeah. So Father's Day, you guys had? Did you guys check out? Say hi to your dads and all that stuff.
I saw Inside Out.
That's awesome.
I actually didn't either.
Well, that's cool.
I'm a terrible son.
Oh, well, you know.
My dad's in Chicago. Let him enjoy his Father's Day presence is not having my mom around because she's over here.
Nice.
Well, cool. Anyway, so happy Father's Day to all fathers, and yeah, so. You know, my son, stepson Zach, was asking who my favorite, like, superhero father is, or he was just trying to think of different, like, geeky father figures, and I was like, oh, well, you got Darth Vader, of course, and you've got, not that he was the world's best
like about
dad.
I'd say Father of the Year, that guy.
And then you have Mr. So I thought of first, and I thought of Mr. Incredible was second, but he was wondering, I guess you could call Punisher a father, but he used to be.
A dad.
Now he's not. I don't know. What do you think there, Biff?
But, I mean, not so much now. He doesn't have any kids now. Both of them are dead.
No, it doesn't make you not a father.
Isn't he?
Is he?
Does that take away your title, though?
Well, no.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I once was a father.
Right.
Before it turned into a nightmare vigilante justice machine. I'm like that. I would think. Okay, let me ask you this, Dan. Is Wheeljack a father? He created the Dinobots.
Well, yeah, then, yeah, he's totally a father. He built his own children. That's awesome.
Wow, let's see.
And Dr. Red would be a father, right?
Yeah. The rest of them don't even have genitals, right? Only Wheeljack?
Yeah,
What? Wait, what?
I guess.
Why are we talking about robot balls?
I don't know. Viv brought it up. I just...
Guy that has, like...
hey, because that's
what
it boils down to, gentlemen.
Oh,
that's what the show's all
Jetfire.
About. Robotic balls. Okay?
He's got a cockpit as his wing. It's, like, perfectly named.
Yeah, Jetfire. Yeah. Jockfire.
Oh, man.
And he could eject the spike out of it.
Well, we were supposed to talk about travels and adventures, and you guys, I brought you all on, Gus and Adam, because you guys recently had a trip to Japan, but it wasn't your first time. You guys have both been there before, but how many times have you guys been there?
This is round two for me.
And it was round three for me, but I was actually with Gus for his round one as well.
Yeah, nice. He popped my cherry.
Well,
he was glorious. There's blood everywhere. It was, so good.
Yeah, no, he was with me in my first international flight to Japan, yeah.
I am so jealous. I have yet to be to Japan yet. So it must have been awesome.
The flight was scary. But the adventure itself was, you know, both times have been great.
Yeah. Now, Biff, you've done some service work. Did it take you into Japan any of those times?
Yes, it did. I went to Okinawa twice, and that was, I went into the small village, and there was some some Japanese man trying to chop one of those giant logs in half.
Yeah, were you totally thinking of?
Cool.
Were you thinking of Karate Kid Part 2 the whole time? I mean, you had to be.
Yeah,
right?
That's what I did the whole time. Yeah, that's how it really is over there, right?
You gotta put it in the context of media.
Now you guys went to mainland Japan, so you guys had ninjas and samurais, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Right? I was telling them earlier, like in the in between, we got caught up in like the war between like feuding clans.
And robots.
With giant cocks.
and then Adam turned out to be the chosen one. So what ended up happening was like he got accosted by this one guy with glasses, and then he needed him to pilot this giant robot.
And let me tell you, they did not take kindly to their chosen one being Korean.
Yeah, there were some that said,
"Whoa!"
Not only was the guy in glasses like really upset, but like the opposing faction was really upset, and then so in response they launched they mutated this one lizard, and it got really big. But I think Adam pulled through. I mean, we're alive, right?
Angel after me, actually.
Did the guy with glasses have white gloves by any chance? And he kept having to push them up onto his face?
Were you there? How do you know this?
And a beard,
well,
right?
Oh, everybody, who doesn't know this story? I mean, there's...
Why even have
the feudal war,
know our story.
Battle, and, you know, September 11th. We never forget, you know, and having somebody that was really there on the show is awesome. I'm glad you guys could talk about it.
Well, I mean, I'm just like retelling the story as a spectator. Adam's the one who's actually piloting the robot.
Yeah,
I can tell you more about that.
Yeah, there was a lot of teenage angst there, even though I'm not a teenager.
I thought it was like one of those mind link robots. Is that still how they work? Or are they? How big are the balls on that robot? Are they big balls, right? Big robotic balls?
Dude,
that's
a
Michael Bay movie.
Robot
dangling.
Balls.
Like
huge.
Like they're taking out pyramids and stuff. Do you know they're pyramids?
Right, all that aside, no, Japan was a lot of fun.
Yeah, okay, yeah, for real. I don't know why you do the whole show in LA, because I'm just dying. Okay, so why did you guys go? Okay, all seriousness, no ninjas, right? Or is there no ninjas in this story? One ninja.
There was a ninja maid cafe that we didn't go to. But beyond that one ninja, no, there wasn't a lot of ninjas in Japan.
Now, what brought you guys over to Japan? What sent you guys over there? Were you guys over there for work, or just because you always wanted to go there, or what?
Adam, you want to go? Or?
Well, right now? You want to go to Japan right now?
Yeah, let's go. Just right now. I got my ticket.
Okay. That's actually kind of how it happened.
Yeah.
Really? Really? Yeah, you guys,
well,
like,
so we went last year.
Yeah.
Like, we went last year because we were both just, like, throwing around the idea, and we're like, well, you know, we've traveled together before, so we've gone to, like, E3 together. But, you know, we're like, oh, you know, we're already familiar with each other. Let's do this. And we didn't get enough of it, so we had to go a second year.
Yeah. Like, last year, the trip last year was so much fun that, like, Glenn Flyman, our third compatriot, like, talked about going again this year, like with the same kind of group of people. I'm like, yeah, absolutely, I'm on board 100%.
Wow, that is awesome.
That's sweet.
Yeah, that's way crazy. So where was the first place you went
this year?
Tokyo, of course.
Say again now.
Oh, last year was Tokyo first.
Yeah, Tokyo.
So anytime you go to
Tokyo,
Japan,
that was
the first
place
you have to go.
It'd be kind of a waste to go to Japan without visiting Tokyo, right?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
So how much of a culture shock is it? I mean, honestly, like compared to...
I'll let Gus handle this one.
For me, honestly, like this, besides not being able to speak to anyone, right? Like, it felt very similar, like, especially in Tokyo specifically. There's a lot of places where I felt like, oh, this kind of feels like being in San Francisco, or this kind of feels like, you know, a little chiller, so maybe more like San Mateo or something. I was able to find a lot of analogies to back home, which didn't cause any sort of, like, homesickness, but it did make Japan feel a little bit more comfortable than I guess it would have otherwise. This past year, when we went to Fukuoka and Okinawa, it was a little bit harder to find... sort of like these same sorts of analogies. So, like, yeah, there was a lot of like, huh, this is definitely interesting, you know? So it definitely felt like familiar but new and interesting. Like, yeah, it's fun. It's exciting.
And do you go with any specific goals in mind, like what you absolutely wanted to see or needed to see to say, I was in Japan and this is what I wanted to see and mission accomplished? For either of
you. For me, it was just being able to visit, like, the different areas. Because, you know, you can say, like, you went to San Francisco, and you technically have been in America, but, you know, America's got all these different regions, and...
yeah.
It's... You know, you don't understand what it's like to be in Alabama just visiting San Francisco. So, you know, we kind of got to... Well, my goal is just to see culture all across the board.
Right.
I'd say accomplished that.
Nice.
For me, it was just trying to take in as much as possible. Like, and it was awesome in that the first trip we had Simon and Janine kind of lead us around, and like we didn't really go with a plan in mind, but we had a couple things lined up and everything sort of fell into place. So every day we're doing something new. Every day we're seeing something sort of like something specific that we couldn't see back here. Like we went to the Studio Ghibli Museum. You know, we saw this one ridiculous restaurant that I don't think would ever exist out here.
Oh yeah.
It's called the Robot Restaurant. If you're ever in Tokyo, you have to see the Robot Restaurant. I can't stress that enough. It'll make your trip.
Is the Robot Restaurant
overload?
Is that the same as the Gundam Cafe, or is that different?
No, it's
very
completely different.
So what's up?
Adam, go for it.
Oh, the difference? Gundam Cafe is just like it's like just a cafe that's Gundam themed because it's right next to a giant, you know, life-size Gundam in Odaiba. The robot restaurant is a bit different.
It's a bit
kind of like a pyrotechnic cybernetic burlesque show.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, it's really funny because there's like flashing lights everywhere, and you buy your ticket and you come back later, and then when you do, you're led down these stairs. Like I think we went down a couple floors right into the basement, and it's kind of dark, and you find your seats. Like, and there's a bunch of other people there also finding the seats, and then like once the show starts, like you're able to buy a beer if you want or get a dinner. Don't get the dinner there because it's like just top ramen or something. And you go there, you get your seats, and everyone's like, all right, what's gonna happen now? And, like, again, flashing lights everywhere, like, people coming out, like, in these, like, weird flying contraptions. And, like, at one point there was a lady on a motorcycle, like, riding her motorcycle free, like, all over the basement, like, kind of, like, maybe a foot and a half away from your face. And the only thing protecting you from any of it maybe going wrong is, like, this chain fence. Or not even chain fence. It was just, like a railing. So,
it's
like, if something went wrong with it. Yeah. So if something went wrong with the motorcycle, like, you know, there would be a lot of injury there, but nothing. Like, nothing went wrong. Everything was perfect, and there was a lot of, like, parody of, like, just pop culture. It was so much fun.
Wow.
So you mentioned
Kung Fu Panda.
Yeah.
Like, at one point you saw Kung Fu Panda fighting this giant spider against, like, some Captain America, like, this girl dressed as Captain America holding... like Thor's hammer. It was.
Whoa.
And she was wearing a bikini.
While she's like dressed in a bikini. It's yeah.
Yeah.
It's weird. It's mind blowing.
Be still your beating heart, Biff, right? You're just freaking out.
Yeah, right? Like we just talked about everything I love right there all in one show. Pyrotechnics, giant robots. Hot Captain America chicks worthy enough to wield Milnor. That gives me a total geek chub.
I want to be worthy enough to wield Milnor.
Yeah, right? Fuck.
Yeah.
And then
or
you have
say
like
that you were like with the chick that can wield.
But not Milnor.
I'm worthy enough to bang Thor. The girl version.
You guys, you mentioned a couple of people, or your guides. Who were the guides?
Oh, they're just friends.
Yeah.
Like they're
they live.
They're guides per se. We didn't hire them out. They're just
they're
like our friends that had been to Japan before us several times. So you know they knew where the lay of the land was.
You guys recommend that?
Absolutely.
Definitely.
Oh, yeah.
Traveling, if you're with a group and you want someone who knows, you know, the ropes, then yeah, get someone to take you around.
Nice. And do they know the language also?
One of them did. I actually knew better than our our closer compatriot.
Oh, cool.
But, you know, just knowing the language doesn't help you know where you want to go.
That's true.
Well,
that's true.
And I felt like for me, like it was my first time when we went to Okinawa, right? It was my first time ever. So when we went out in town, the people knew a lot more English than I thought that they would. You know,
well, that's because
they've been seeing. Yeah, they've been seeing Marines go in and out of this place like a fucking thousand times. They know what the fuck we're. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you're
not
their first
run,
you know.
Yeah, you know what I mean? I mean, and then there were some places.
Did you go to any places with soap in them?
Say again?
Did you go to any places that had soap in them?
Soap?
Yeah.
No, I didn't go. I'll bet my Okinawa experience was a little bit different than yours. I think I went to the worst places on that whole fucking island.
I think we did.
So I don't know. Yeah, I didn't. I was happy that they didn't have like a toilet seat on the floor, and we were shitting into some giant tank or whatever. Some places could be super modern, and other places I felt like would be super like, you know what I mean, primitive in ways. Not bad primitive, but just different.
I think for me, if we ever went back to Okinawa, I wouldn't go there without a car.
Yeah, you need to rent a car.
Oh dear. So you saw a Robot Cafe. Did you guys get to see the giant Gundam or the Tetsujin statues or anything like that?
Last year we saw the giant Gundam for sure. Like I took an upskirt shot of that Gundam because I mean, how could you not?
I heard that was temporary. I thought they were going to get rid of that.
I think they took it down. It was just popular enough where they put it back up or something.
Wow. Good choice.
Yeah, I wasn't sure what was going on with that. Like, I knew, for some reason, I was under the impression that it moves around, so, like, they take it down and set it up somewhere else, but maybe it's not the case.
Kind of like Burning Man statues. I don't know. But they don't set it on fire. They just,
yeah, I was going to say, they make a new one of those every year, Dan, I think.
I think you're right. I think I'm.
I don't think that. I don't think they reuse the same Burning Man. That would be like they're like, don't burn him too much. We need him next year. Put him out.
Yeah, they actually set that thing on fire.
It took me 12 hours to build that fucker. Don't let it go to the ground.
So the other question I had was like, did you guys see any of the fruit culture people? You know what I'm talking about?
The fruit culture?
Like the fruits. Like there's like some book I saw where it's just called Fruits. It's like basically crazy dressed Japanese people with like crazy hair and like ridiculous clothing and fur and just ridiculous. I don't know. It's the only thing I think of. You look at them like, wow, that person looks crazy. I don't know if you saw anything like that.
Not that I remember.
Well, I'm glad.
Memorable place in Japan is like walking down the street on just a random weekday. It's like 7 o'clock, and you have a group of businessmen all like drunk. They're wearing their suits, drunk. One's like sprawled out on the sidewalk. That's Japan to me.
You said suit culture, not fruit culture.
Oh, no, I said suit.
I was like, I don't think I saw anyone.
Pretty sure Dan said
dress as a fruit.
Yeah, that's all well, on me.
I thought you said fruit too.
Is there a group of people dressed like peaches or something? Like what?
Yeah,
what did
I
miss out on?
You said fruit, right, Dan?
Yeah, I did. I said fruit, and it's a book. It's just called Fruits, and they're just crazy dressed people. And oh, here I got
fruits
a seat.
With an F, like you eat
yeah.
them fruits.
Yeah, totally. Let me see
what
if I think maybe Let me see if May's calling in. She might have an answer.
And they're called Fruities, and they're dressed in all this complete, and there's a different name for them now, but they started off being called Fruities, and that was, oh my God, like about 5 to 10 years ago, and they were dressed in neon pinks, everything, every color they could throw on their bodies. They look like someone dipped them in a rainbow bath. And have you guys seen them like that? The whole culture is devoted to standing against the typical archetypal Japan. Everybody's pretty much dressed the same, and they all work hard, et cetera. These Fruities are completely colorful, and they rebel against that. You guys didn't see a bunch of those girls walking around?
Just ninjas.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of balls. There's a lot of stylish people and like fashion going on, but like nothing so extravagant that would stick out like that. Not that I remember, anyways.
Oh,
man.
Yeah, they're huge. I saw like 2 specials on them recently where they were just getting. I mean, they got the American reporter who went down there. You know, they got her to wear all the colorful stuff too. It was insane. And, you know, I applaud their efforts. They're really trying to be more individual, you know, than typical, you know. Well, I don't know how typical it is. I've never been to Japan. So, wait.
I feel like that might just be like a giant trolling effort or something.
What was that one?
I feel like that would be just like a giant trolling effort.
I mean,
you know,
it feels that way.
Talk amongst yourselves. I'm gonna look it up because it's a big culture, and but you didn't see any, so that was the point. You know, if you saw it or
yeah,
not, a bunch of
no worries.
Yeah.
Yeah, ninjas. That's all I saw.
You didn't see ninjas. You're lying, because ninjas are visible.
You don't know. Maybe I did.
If you did, you saw bad ninjas.
Maybe.
They were visible.
He
was. You know what I saw, maybe.
He was in Okinawa, so that is Karate Kid country, and you never know. There's always Chosen could, you know, come off a street light, you know, wire with his butterfly knife and just raise hell at any minute. That's Okinawa.
That was fucking Tuesday night, man.
You got to take Dan with you guys, next time. He's been wanting to go to Japan ever since I met him 20 years ago. So, you know, you guys got to take him with you. I keep dragging him everywhere else but Japan, so...
Hey, you dragged me to Seattle recently. You officiated a wedding.
I did.
Yeah.
Not quite Japan, but it was fun.
No, it was still fun. It's still travel. It's still awesome. We drove.
Did you see any robot balls or ninjas?
No, they got to see Studio Ghibli. See, look at how, you know what I mean. We got to see the Goonies house. They got to see Studio Ghibli. There's a big difference.
That's true. I guess that was pretty fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah,
sorry,
yeah, it was totally awesome. Since we drove to Washington, you know, you got to go through Oregon, and you look at the map, and Astoria is right there. I'm like, I think we got to do this. There's no other time in life we may do this again. So, Goonies, here we come, and it was everything I hoped it would be. It was awesome. Actually,
you know what? He's not telling you the whole thing. He freaked out like a little girl. It was adorable. He got like within the jailhouse, because the first thing you get to is the jail, you know, where they break out of at the very beginning. He's, oh my God, it's right around the corner. You got to see it. And I'm laughing, going, wow, I've never seen you like this, dude. It was really exciting.
Because it was real. It was
giddy.
There. It was our time. It was our time
was our
down
time.
There. It was awesome. I highly recommend it. But. The only thing that threw me off was that it was such a sunny, pretty day. And I was like, wait, it's supposed to be gloomy and, like, you know, cloudy in Oregon all the time.
It's not like the movie. I'm not going to like this.
Yeah,
fuck this show. Liars.
The other thing we didn't do is we didn't go to the beach to see the rocks, you know, the 3 rocks and hold up a doubloon and have it fit in the holes, you know, all that shit. But the rest is awesome. The house looks exactly the same. It's all pretty awesome.
Wild. I would never have even thought of stopping there.
You can't claim to be a pirate and not go to goddamn Goonies Town.
Bro, like, you are a way bigger Goonies fan than apparently I am. I'm serious.
Well, why are you putting up all these rules?
Yeah, why are you trying to confine me, Dan?
Because I know you very well, sir.
Yeah. Why are you trying to... Thank you, by the way, for sticking up for me, Dan. No.
I'm sorry. I wasn't sticking up for you. I just wasn't aware that Dan was a pirate.
Yeah, no, that's. I'm glad someone else sees it for what it is, Dan.
Well, May's the big pirate fan. She's the one who wanted to get a one-eyed Willy tattoo, like, right there.
I did. And he was like, no, it's a little impetuous. I'm like, yeah, impetuous is okay, you know, if you like something for 30 years. Wait, how
that also
you...
meant we would be there for another 3 hours, and we were trying to make good time getting home.
Yeah. But when are you
ever
gonna get that?
Nobody ever got an impetuous tattoo, mate. No one has ever got a tattoo, spur of the moment, and been like, what the fuck? That's never
would you
happened.
Guys,
that's what I would say.
Well, here's a question for our guests. Would either of you have impetuously gotten a tattoo in Japan solely for the purpose that you're in Japan and, like, you're next to the Gundam store, let's say?
Actually, kinda, yeah.
Yeah.
But it wasn't because I was near the Gundam store or anything. I didn't end up getting a tattoo, but I wanted to get a tattoo for my birthday because we were in Japan while we were in Japan.
What was he gonna get, Adam? You're laughing. Why are you laughing, Adam? What was he gonna get?
No, I just I didn't even remember that until he mentioned it.
Yeah. It wasn't anything out of, like, screw you. It wasn't going to be like I need a Pikachu on my arm.
There's nothing wrong with you. Did you want, I mean, what are you going to get? Was it going to be Pikachu? That's cool.
It was going to be the Earth. It was going to be like, yeah, the Earth on the inside of my arm.
The Earth?
But Earth. The planet.
Oh.
Like the planet Earth.
Yeah.
But yeah, I couldn't figure out what was a tattoo parlor or not. Or whether it was a good tattoo parlor. So, it didn't happen.
Or whether they're going to kidnap you and the ninjas jump out the ceiling and turn you into a robot.
Oh, if they were going to turn me into a robot, I totally would have done that.
More likely, I think we'd have Biff's story where the robot balls come into play and something bad.
Again, with these robot balls.
I don't know. It's the theme. It's the callback.
1 minute. Robot balls next.
If there's robot balls, that implies that there's a robot penis, right?
Yeah, somewhere.
You gotta ask Michael Bay about that one. I don't know. He's the one who put robot balls into the universe. It was never an issue until Michael Bay, in my opinion.
I think the internet would disagree with you.
Really? Well, I'm glad I'm blissfully ignorant.
Like,
but anyway,
I disagree with you to the point where I think the internet has something to say about there being robot balls before Michael Bay.
Okay. Well, like I said,
yeah,
I'm
Metropolis,
glad.
She had robot boobs. Really, robot boobs was the pioneer in Metropolis.
But that's boobs.
That
okay, no, we got to talk about this. Where are the robot balls? I haven't seen them other than Michael Bay. So where, if someone's going to look for it, where are they going to look?
Go ahead and robot balls on the internet.
Yeah, just go to Google and type
robot
find balls, I dare you.
I'm not doing that, dear.
Nope. Trust me, bro. It's a rabbit hole you don't want to go down.
No. Well, so you guys went and you said, I text with you on Facebook at one point. You were on a goddamn bullet train. So that had to have been fun.
Wait, what?
No, bullet train. You get places really fast.
Oh.
Yeah, the Shinkansen, right?
I guess.
I mean, it wasn't, I don't know if I can describe it as fun. It was just cool. You look out the window, you see everything flying by really fast, right?
Yeah, it's not like you can stick your head out the window and be like, I'm going so fast!
You stick your head out the window, there goes your head, right?
It's just more like a novelty.
Like, imagine going from here to Seattle in, like, you know, 3 hours.
Ah. Oh.
Wow.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
Like, the novelty definitely hit, like, the first couple times, right?
Yeah.
I have to ask,
and seeing the design of the train. Huh?
I have to ask,
it felt
is that scary? Not at all?
Yeah,
it doesn't.
It doesn't
affect
it. Felt like being on, it felt like being on any like smooth train ride. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like,
wow.
I wouldn't describe it as fun. It just it felt like the first couple times I was like, oh, this is exciting. But after that, it's like, oh, okay, it's cool. I'm gonna sleep on this train for a couple hours, and then I'll be in a different part of like Japan.
Wow.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
Wow.
So like, cool? I mean, yeah.
Monorail at Disneyland, about as exciting as bullet train. That's what I'm hearing.
Well, that's more interesting.
No, Dan.
What?
Jesus, man.
No, what's really fun is getting off the plane with all your luggage and then going to just taking the regular train. Like
right.
At peak.
Wow. Yeah,
at peak hours.
That's so
like,
fun.
Getting.
Mm-hmm.
Because yeah, because those trains are packed. Like the bullet train, not so much, but like the regular train system is pretty packed all day. And so having like additional luggage, like taking up additional space is awkward.
What's even more fun is getting drunk in the middle of the night and getting on the first commuter train in the morning, and then just being like this drunk American around all these Japanese people.
Yeah,
not that I know
that was a great time. It was a great time, Adam. What was
hell yeah!
What was interesting about that night was that, like, because we missed our last train, our solution was not to be at a hotel, but to just rent out a karaoke bar for the entire night.
Nice.
Or not a karaoke bar, but a karaoke bar.
That's actually really common.
Yeah, yeah, but like, I think that's common in Japan, but not like here. That's what I'm saying was really interesting. Like, I wouldn't have thought to ever do that here in California, right?
Well, that's because California doesn't have any places that's open 24 hours.
Fair enough.
Well, the places that are open 24 hours, you're not going to want to spend the night in.
Or do you?
Well, some people have. We even work there, actually, but, you know, I wouldn't say they got a good night's sleep or anything.
Those beanbags are really comfortable.
Exactly.
Nice
experience. Nice. I mean, when you were there, I mean, you had to have some kind of, I don't know, some kind of expectation, some kind of cliche something you wanted to do. And you said you went to Ghibli, Studio Ghibli Museum. So that had to be kind of fun. But were there any moments where you were like, you know what I'm saying? Like, this hit my total expectation right here. I don't know, like seeing Mount Fuji or anything like that.
We haven't done that. for me, I think the most cliche thing, or the most cliche thing that we did that I guess is the thing that I was expecting, was when we went to Hakone and we stayed at the Ryokan.
What is all that? I mean, but what is that?
So
yeah,
Ryokan.
Quite
for him. You probably describe it better than I could.
Wait, what?
Adam?
You could probably describe Hakone and the Ryokan better than I could.
What is it?
I mean, so, oh, man. A Ryokan is like a traditional hotel. Like, it's like an inn. Like, you know, you think of like Imperial times Japan. They have like, you know, these inns in the middle of the forest.
Cool. Nice.
And like, you pretty much stay in, like, this room with, you know, the tatami mats on the floor and, you know, spread out futon, sleep on that. And they serve you, like, this multi-course, you know, Japanese meal in your room. Like, that's part of the package deal.
Wow.
Cool.
Yeah.
And also,
and you're all dressed in, like, hakamas and yukatas and... You can go to the onsen there. It's really cool. Like that's I think the most cliche thing that what I was expecting in my head. Like when I think of Japan, like without any experience, and that's the thing that we did that kind of accomplished that.
Wow, I'm kind of like got images of like Spirited Away, like bathhouse kind of chilling out, or even what is it?
A bit smaller than that.
Well, for sure, I no doubt, but.
Bathhouse.
But yeah,
well, you know.
Also, there's nothing like seeing your
bathhouse
news.
Man, what are you talking about? They're talking about sleeping on a mat and stuff. Bathhouse.
Wait, what was that, Adam?
Well, there's nothing like seeing your coworkers nude and like.
Yeah.
Best experience.
It's like, well, I guess we're doing this now. We're Adam and I are that close.
Yeah.
This could be a whole other podcast right here. Huh. Let's go for it. We got mature rating. Let's hear it.
Dive more into that.
Yeah, let's not.
That totally didn't happen. What I meant about bathhouses is that I'm totally imagining like the Japanese architecture from Spirited Away and like, you know, I'm saying they had the rollout beds. I'm having a very Miyazaki imagery moment, and maybe bathhouse wasn't the best thing. May knows what I'm talking about, but I get the feeling she's on mute or something.
Yeah,
so.
I get what you're getting at. I can kind of see what you're picking up.
Are you talking
I'm sorry, I was gonna say,
are you talking about the kind of just the baths where not where they're the bathhouses you think of but here in San Francisco back in the day, but the ones
where
they actually allow you to shower beforehand so you get the dirt off? It's a ritual type of
not
thing.
Allow
more
you
spirit.
To. You have to.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
actually, here, you remember in Street Fighter II, E Honda's stage?
Yeah.
that's what it's like inside.
Yeah. And then afterward, you guys had to fight it out. That's just
right. Yeah.
Yeah, and then
and the ninjas.
The thing on the back wall lit up, and ninjas.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That's exactly.
I think my favorite, one of my favorite things about Japan was the convenience stores. Man, 7-Eleven is so awesome in Japan.
Did they have the tomato store from Shenmue? Was that in there? We've been playing a lot of Shenmue here.
They don't call them that. It's like 7NI Holdings. 7NI Holdings, right? That's the name of the 7-Elevens there? And Family Marts.
Family Mart, yeah. Famima, 7-Eleven.
Yeah.
Sunkus.
So honestly,
Lawson,
speaking of Shenmue, how close is... Because really, we still have the old Sega Genesis, you know, the Sega Dreamcast, and so we pulled it out. We've been playing Shenmue lately because I love the way that 1980-something Japan looks. How, you know, if you guys know Shenmue, how similar does it look now?
Oh, I can't speak to that. My memory's kind of fuzzy.
Damn it!
I'm sorry.
And I haven't played Shenmue, so I'm useless too.
That's okay.
Oh. We should have had Doug call in. Why did I have you call in, Gus? Damn it. Your counterpart should have called it.
I don't even know what Shenmue is. I don't
Shenmue.
Know what that even means.
You wouldn't be able to, like, you'd only have, like, half the puzzle either way.
It's Shenmue. You're this kid. Your dad is a martial arts expert.
Yeah, I know who Shenmue is. Shenmue is that motherfucking whale that everybody's pissed about.
Oh, my God.
Goddamn drunk pirate.
You guys are aware that, I'm sure you're aware, Dan, that Shenmue 3 just got kickstarted, right?
Yes. So what do you think of it?
What was that?
What do you feel about that? I mean, did you never played the first, or what?
No, I have played them. Just, like, I never, like, fell in love with the games to the point where, like, I memorized every little thing, or I had to play it every so often, right? That was Earthbound for me, but,
Well, the first one's the best.
I played the first one. I never played the second one.
Yeah, the second one was okay. It was kind of like Parappa 2. It wasn't quite the same experience. And honestly, it was a little too easy. You were kind of force-fed where you go. You know, because the first one, it was kind of had the first sandbox kind of GTA feel where you have this town. All the answers are available to you, but it's up to you in what order you do it or if you even do them at all or you just decide to go to the arcade and play games all day. You know, and that was cool. So, I thought when Doug and I were talking about this, in Japan, this is, you know, it's along the lines of topic, but I thought if you're going to have Shenmue 2 or Shenmue 3, why not just release 1 and 2 with it, all HD and awesome, as we know Part 3's got to be, and then you have Part 3 as well.
That would be really cool.
Right?
But
I think they're doing it.
I think they're releasing like videos of the first two, like so you could catch up to speed that way.
Well, I guess that'd be cool if it looks nice, but you know. they gotta do that.
For me,
right?
there's another set of Sega games that like I think captured Japan like right now.
Let's hear
closer,
it.
Which is the Yakuza series.
Oh.
I think it captures what it's like, kind of like hustling and bustling, and specifically in Tokyo.
Yeah.
Pretty accurately.
And that's
like,
where
you can go
where
to
can
host
you...
clubs in that game. You can. The most recent release in America came out on the PS3, which is Yakuza 4 and Yakuza Dead Souls.
Okay.
Dead Souls is like a spin-off game where you're fighting zombies in Japan, but if you want to play something that's like daily life, or at least close to it, I would recommend Yakuza 4.
What about you, Adam? What kind of cliches of Japan do you think are fulfilled via video games or movies or what? What do you think? Or best represent what you saw. It's too hard. We've short circuited it.
I don't know.
Thanks, Dan.
Sorry. Never mind.
I went back this year. Like I didn't even feel culture shock anymore. It was almost like coming back home.
Yeah.
Yeah. Isn't that kind of funny?
It was like, it's not any single thing that represented Japan to me. It's kind of like the culmination of everything that I've, you know, absorbed over the many years I've been watching anime, you know, without becoming a total weeaboo.
Yeah. So you mainly saw like the urban culture, right?
We got to see a bit of the countryside too, a little more than we wanted to, actually.
Really? You see some Totoro's?
We were trying to go outside of Fukuoka. Gus, do you remember?
Yeah.
Like, where were we trying to go? We were like waiting for the bus for like, you know, an hour.
Was that when we were trying to get to the Cat Island?
Was it? Oh yeah, that must have been it.
Wait, Cat Island? Is there like an island full of cats, like the Bunny Island or something?
Yes and no. Like it's called.
That's
cat,
what
like,
imagine going into it.
That's what
we imagine going into it.
Yeah. That's what we were kind of build like. Oh yeah, Cat Island. It's gonna be full. There's more cats there than there are humans, which I think is true of the island. But there's still a lot of humans on the island. Like it's not. And like there wasn't like a cat every square foot, right? Which is a little disappointing.
Yeah, to me, I just gathered that there must have been only like 10 people living on that island, and there were like, you know, 15 cats there, and the island's like pretty big, so
yeah,
it's not like you're like, you know, surrounded by cats everywhere. And they're kind of like, you know, they're wild cats, so they're not necessarily the most. You don't necessarily want to be cuddling them or anything, especially when they start ripping each other.
Yeah.
Yeah. We had to rip on one cat that we got that got accosted by two other cats, and we just kind of stood there like, should we interfere?
We're like, no, this is the law of the land. You must obey nature taking its course.
The cat honor code. He is a Ronin cat. You must fight this battle alone.
Nice. Well, we've only got about 11 minutes left in the show. I want to see you got highlights of your trip. What was your favorite part, Gus? I think you already said it was the going to the. Well, I don't know if that was it, but Gus, you go first.
Oh, goddamn it! this year highlight was Universal Studios Japan because I got to see Ron, Hermione, and Harry speak in a language that doesn't fit their mouths.
Also,
I don't know if you know this, but I'm kind of obsessed with Monster Hunter, and when we went there, they had this sort of Monster Hunter walkthrough event where they had these life-size recreations of some of the game, like monsters in the game, and that was pretty awesome. Like, oh, man, I keep talking to Doug about, or, well, not keep talking to Doug about this, but I had a conversation with Doug about this where, like, all I want in life, well, not in life, but all I want right now is, like, a museum of Monster Hunter, like monsters. It'd be great. Like just seeing them to scale and oh my God, it'd be so good.
Awesome. What about you, Adam? What was your highlight of the trip?
Well, so I have a friend that has a hookup in the music industry. So we actually got to see, have you heard of M-Flow?
Oh, that was a great night.
M-Flow's, yeah, M-Flow's like, it's a DJ and, you know, a rapper working together. They have a group that sometimes they do solo stuff. So we actually got free entry to this club. And Japanese clubs are pretty densely packed, but that's a different thing. But anyway, we got to see both of them perform, not as, you know, M-Flow, but as separate, you know, acts. And it was just mind-blowing. Also, I was really drunk, so that
yeah.
always helps.
We were all
as
pretty
drunk
obliterated
as the
that night.
Nice. Were you as drunk as a businessman lying on the street, or not quite there?
No, that was last year.
Oh, okay. Biff, you got any questions for them? I mean, I've been like talking up a storm here. I feel like.
No, it's soon. Go. How we're close, right? Is there anything they want to plug before we go out?
Yeah, for sure. You guys have any projects or anything you want to plug?
I feel like I should have projects, but I don't.
Are you going to go to Ape again this year, Gus, or not?
I think if I have a game plan, I will. Like, I know signups are going to open up pretty soon, so if I can think of, I'm probably just going to go with straight stickers this time. So if I can think of enough stickers and interesting stickers to make, then I will be going again.
I think you could make that happen. You're always got some awesome sketches.
Actually, I think that you should go to Ape because my girlfriend will also be vending there.
All right.
I'm going to help plug her stuff. No word for
that. Well, that's where the going.
But yeah, my girlfriend's going to be there. Her online thing is Mayan Design. She makes all these cute little plush things.
Yeah.
She might be listening.
Her cubes and her donuts, right?
Yeah.
Awesome. Very cool. Yeah, it's very tempting to go again. I think I was telling Biff about it and trying to get him to. You're right. We were talking
about
maybe. Maybe coming
down.
Awesome. Yeah.
Yeah.
It'd be pretty cool. It's not like we don't have enough stuff going on this year, right? I mean, good grief.
Yeah. Why? Yeah. Why? What's one more thing? Why not? Right.
My God.
Can I set up like a hammock in the backyard, or what's the deal?
You know, I love that. You know, that'd be you could just snuggle up in the bed next to me. That's fine.
Oh.
Kick me out.
Oh my God!
You guys can be nearly as close as Adam and I were.
Yeah,
totally. Yeah, we go to the bathhouses, let our junk just boil in the same water
as
each other. It'd be awesome.
I'll leave you in your room.
You know, it's all clean.
And that, Your Honor, is why I killed him.
Circulation. I would drink that water.
Oh, right. No. See, now we're getting hot right now.
Oh, my God.
I want me some Dan Bro.
Hell yeah.
Cheesy. So.
Yeah.
What?
Robert.
Yeah.
Long story short, Japan is full of ninjas and samurais. You should go there. You'll get your own robot, and then you'll
then
also get to go to a school like a Yasogami High School or some shit.
I love it. Yeah. Have you guys seen? They do have. They're very close to having my dream career. Well, I will drop being an animator to be a mech pilot. And that guy did build a 4-wheeled. Robot, basically, like a mecha. Did you guys see this?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Pretty awesome. So those were everywhere,
pretty
right,
badass.
In Japan? They're just basically everywhere.
Well, oh, yeah.
What do you think Adam was piloting?
Awesome.
He got the pilot of the prototype one, though, that's still running off, like, human souls. And that's how he was able
it.
To...
Mm-hmm. Not running off...
All that screaming was.
Not running off seawater yet. All right. Very cool. Well, I love the fact
that
you know. Well, I mean, I love the fact you guys have been there like more than once, and like you said, it must be a fun time where you're staying. It just feels like coming home, because I love it when we visit places like I don't know, Oahu feels like that when May and I go, and it's just like you go back and it's like, oh, I'm I'm back home. So that's cool. That speaks volumes, right? So very cool. I think if I do end up going anytime, I will definitely try and pal along with you guys. And I can't promise whether or not we'll end up doing a bath tea party as Adam wants. But
dude, just like on Karate Kid, yo. You have to pour the tea with those weird bamboo utensils.
Exactly.
Be badass.
We can get our
so
hands
romantic.
Manicured. Yeah, we can
so
get the manicure.
Right there.
We look nice with our hands doing the tea ceremony. Yeah. Sure. Totally. I'd love to go along and do that, and then we can do this the show again and tell Biff everything about the ninja battles and manly baths that we do. Exactly the way he wants to hear.
Aryan War.
Cool man bath.
With robot balls, for sure. Because that's apparently all Biff wants to hear. Did you think of anything to plug worthy, Gus?
No.
That's all. It's all good.
Yeah, I'll probably be at Ape. Just look for Go Go Goose, I guess. If you're there.
Go Go Goose. I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely worth it. I think it's a fun time. And Biff, maybe you're, I don't know. Like you and I both know we're doing a lot.
Yeah. True. True that.
So we'll,
I'm gonna see you in like what 3 weeks?
Yeah, we're going to be doing a Project Hope there in San Diego. Anyone who doesn't know, Project Hope is a big homeless outreach event around the same time as Comic-Con. Although Comic-Con is actually, when is that happening? I'm a geek show. I don't even know. What the hell? What's wrong with me?
It's either the week after.
It's the same weekend. Same weekend as Project Hope. It's July 10th, 11th, and 12th.
Okay, so that is the same weekend. Okay, so for some reason I thought we pushed it forward or back, or maybe whatever. I'm insane. So
you're insane.
But yeah, we're gonna go do that, and then we're doing yet another wedding in Los Angeles. And Biff, then we're gonna kidnap you, and you'll stay up here. That's all there is to it.
Yeah, that sounds good, man. I'm gonna work at that. Gonna try
sounds
out
a good time.
That Captain America, Thor hammer. Role I've been eyeballing.
Nice.
Except for I gotta get myself squished into that Captain America suit, and that's gonna be a motherfucker.
Wow.
What about you, Miss May? I know you got some stuff going on. You want to plug anything? You want to plug your
oh my god,
plug your podcast? You guys got a show coming up?
Yeah, sure. Tuesday night, 7 o'clock. Heroes 101 Radio. So listen in. We got a lot of good stuff going on this week. It's insane.
What are you guys talking about?
We have we're going to have Mark McYoung on the show not this Tuesday, but the following Tuesday. And then we're going to, I'm sorry, I'm trying to play Zombies versus Plants. Hang on.
Acceptable.
Okay,
totally acceptable.
Yeah, right. But we're also doing, we're releasing our, and you and Biff are involved in this too, our documentary web series, finally, Nation of Heroes, after 2 years of lagging with getting it out there. So, yeah, that's July 1st. We're really excited about that. And I think we're going to see the Guster on there, aren't we? We're going to see Gus somewhere on that.
That's right.
Yeah.
About this
man on the street interview. That's right.
Right.
Very cool.
Pretty cool.
Well, thank you. Thank you, everyone, for joining the show.
Yeah, thanks for coming on the show, you guys.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah,
not a problem. And sharing your Japan experiences with us, and you're always welcome to come back and join in the conversations that we may or may not be having in the future. No, we'll be having them, of course, but just they may not be Japan related, but whatever. We geek it all.
Or bathhouse related, you guys can call in. Or,
you can take it that way.
Robot
if you want.
Balls again. Yeah, you know, I'm always up for that.
Anyway, this has been Geek Pile. Thanks everyone for listening, and again, join us on Facebook.com/Geek Pile, and follow us on iTunes. Give us a like, rate, and subscribe. And that's about it. Biff, I'll talk to you next week. And thanks
next
again,
week,
everybody.
Buddy. Thanks everyone.
Next week.
Bye,
thank
everybody.
Y'all.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
I love you. Bye.
Bobby Show.
No computer.
Bye, Adam.
Oh, you surprise, motherfucker!
The Geek's calling.
That's the most retarded thing I've ever heard.
Will not involve itself in Project Geek.
I'll offer free geek service to the public. And you can't stop me.
No, we can't. It's not against the law.
Free geek service to anyone who wants it.
The Geek has completely changed the lifestyle of the world.
Geek subscribers are all at home.
Nothing can go wrong with the Geek. Good day, gentlemen.
And you know this, man?
The Geek.
Hi, all.
Keep your foot off that blasted somoflange.
What the fuck is a somoflange?
I have to do that again.
Ooh, that's bad.
But it comes with a free frogut.
That's good.
The frogut is also cursed.
That's bad.
But you get your choice of topping.
That's good.
The toppings contain potassium benzoate. That's bad.
Can I go now?
Oh!